Oracle Corporation is up the ante in its hostile takeover bid for arch-rival PeopleSoft. With Oracle's new counteroffer, a costly battle is heating up for control of the lucrative business software market. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco.
Last year, the CEOs of Oracle and PeopleSoft discussed a friendly merger, but talks broke down over who would control the new company. Now Oracle's Larry Ellison is playing hardball with an unwelcome bid to gobble up his competitor. Last week, PeopleSoft's directors rejected Ellison's initial offer. Yesterday, Oracle, the number two maker of business software, raised its offer from a lowball $16 to a respectable $19.50 per share. According to Chuck Jones, technology analyst for Steinrow Investment Council, that ends speculation that Ellison was just playing the spoiler.
It's a serious offer, and I don't think the people he has working for him would have done it also just to try and mess up PeopleSoft's business.
Yet Oracle's move comes just days after PeopleSoft sweetened its own bid for a smaller rival, J.D. Edwards & Company. That original offer sparked what's become a bitter contest for control of the enterprise software space. Craig Conway, CEO of PeopleSoft, was once a protege of Larry Ellison. Now he refers to his former boss as Genghis Khan and claims Ellison will gut PeopleSoft if he gets the chance. According to Jones, Ellison has always been a lightning rod for criticism.
A, he's been successful. Secondly, he doesn't pull any punches. He really says what he thinks, and not everybody really agrees with it. And so you stir all that up together, and you get people, especially high-level executives, tend to duke it out.
The slugfest has moved to the courts. First, PeopleSoft sued Oracle for unfair business practices. Oracle then countersued PeopleSoft. Now, the Attorney General of Connecticut is also suing Oracle, claiming violation of antitrust laws. The state recently spent tens of millions of dollars upgrading its payroll and human resources databases with PeopleSoft software. Lori Orlov, a research director at Forrester Research, says in the short term, customers of PeopleSoft might suffer from an Oracle buyout. But over the longer term, competition could be strengthened.
I think what you see going on is consolidation for strength. But one of the interesting side effects of consolidation is it creates opportunity for venture capitalists to fund new companies and for specialty vendors to actually offer something that customers might want that's different from the few choices that will remain.
The battle for market share plays out as software companies struggle through a prolonged slump in spending on technology. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.